Birshus chaverai va'amitai yedidai talmidei ha'yeshiva. It's always an amazing schus for me to be here to represent our kolol, our YU Torah Mitzvah kolol of Chicago, which is a hemshech. It's a continuation, really, of the base medrash here. And usually, when a person delivers a shir, they have a thesis, they have an idea, a core principle that they want to convey. But this was not advertised as a lunch and shir. This was advertised as a lunch and learn. So Baruch Hashem, we have a lunch. I hope everyone has something. It's beautiful. We thank the Kolo because the Kolo sponsors the salami, the Heiliga Romanian salami. But we thank Reitz for providing, and Moshe for providing all the ancillary elements. So I actually, if someone were to ask me what is the thesis of this shir, I would say it's not a shir. It's not a shir. It's a limud. Because this limud has different perspectives. And it seems to me that each one of you, as you develop your own mahalach in learning, your own attachment to learning, your own path, you're going to, at different times in your life, relate to this idea differently. It's not fixed. One place to start is taking a big step back and thinking about the development of all of humanity. The arc of the development of Knesset Yisrael as part of Jewish history. And it can't be that everything develops just as an accident. The way that the development of civilization occurs is through the Rebbo Shlomo's Hashkacha, Lev Malachim. What's the end of that pasuk? That's right, Biyad Hashem. It's also true, of course, when it comes to development of learning and halacha. Today, we have a phenomenon that did not exist 200 years ago. We have Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Just by show of hands, how many of the guys here learned in Eretz Yisrael for at least a period of time? Come on, everyone. So you have experienced something that our great-grandparents never, or great-great-grandparents never even imagined, that there would be Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And that kind of Torah, it's different. We know historically that the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, the development of Torah, was distinct from Torah elsewhere. Probably the sharpest distinction between Torah's Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael is, where would you say is found? If you ask somebody on the street, where's the sharpest distinction? Where would you see a dividing line or a contrast between Torah's Eretz Yisrael and Torah's Bavel? What's that? The Gemara. There's a Talmud Yerushalmi and there's a Talmud Bavli. Two different Talmudim. They have two different formulations. One is formulated in more of like a Greek Aramaic. It's very different syntax than what we're accustomed to growing up. And the other one is a traditional Aramaic. In the Talmud Yerushalmi, when you want to bring a proof, Talmud Yerushalmi say, tochazi, come and see. In the Talmud Bavli, when you want to bring a proof, what do we say? Toshma. So that reflects a different style. So what do we learn? What does the Rebbe Shlomo want us to think about the fact that now there are different influences in Limud? The bulk of us in this room, I suspect, from what I gather, are learning Maseches Brachos, right? You're learning Maseches Brachos in the Talmud Bavli, the traditional Talmudic methodology of Bris, which is the hallmark of many in our yeshiva, Torah's Bavel. But many of us are influenced, are sensitive to the fact that in this day and age, many of us have learned Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's actually Yerushalmi Yomi. I know people who do this. You guys know there are guys who do not just Daf Yomi in the Bavli, they also do Yerushalmi Yomi. But more than that, there is a style of approaching Limud, which is not really our topic today. that comes from a perspective of Eretz Yisrael, not a Golos perspective, not a Bavel perspective, an Eretz Yisraelic perspective. And so what I invite us to think about as we learn and as we develop, and maybe it's different in different stages of our lives, is how much of our perspective is emphasizing the Bavli, and how much is it emphasizing the Yerushalmi? The simple way to set up this dichotomy is which is greater or which is better. But I think that that falls short of a really deeper and richer understanding and appreciation. It's not a competition. These are two opportunities. So we need to understand them, what they bring to the table, but we also need to appreciate how we relate to them personally and how we're going to absorb them. Because sometimes these could be in tension with each other. There are several Gemaras that you have on your Mar Makomos, for those who have in front of you, that focus on one Amora, who was one of the key personalities who lived in this nexus between Torah's Bavel and Torah's Eretz Yisrael. I'm so sorry. I don't know if there's anything even left. I'm so sorry. Next time, Mirtz Hashem, more, Mahudar. Who was that Amora? Who was an Amora, if you could think off the top of your head, who was at this nexus between Torah's Eretz Yisrael and Torah's Bavel? Who did you think of? Rav. So maybe Rav came from Bavel, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, came with Shmuel. Also used to come back and forth. He also Ravin. Yeah. Rav Dimi also used to come back and forth. Later in the Gemara, I want to introduce you to a man who you know very well, Reb Zeira. The Gemara says that Reb Zeira, the Gemara Bava Basra, in the last line of this section, in Yesh Nochlin, Am Reb Zeira, who Rabba accepted his shita, Shema Minoi said, Avira de Eretz Yisrael, Machkim. Reb Zeira grew up in Bavel. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. Says, the air is different over here. And the Gemara says, in Bava Mitzi and Daf Pehei, Sholach Reb Zeira, Ki Solik La'ara de Yisrael, Yosef Mea Ta'anisa, Reb Zeira fasted 100 fast days to Lishtakach Gemara Bavlo Aminei. Should forget the Bavli. Uwa? At least some people in this yeshiva would say, Uwa? Uwa? Forget it. And says the Gemara, in Beisa, source number 3, Da'am Reb Zeira, some of you are probably familiar with this phrase, Da'am Reb Zeira, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi, Da'achli Nama Benama. It's a discussion here in Hilchas, Erev Tavshilin. Wow, Reb Zeira comes there to Yisrael, he's bashing the experience of learning in Bavel. Ooh, tension. Is that how we feel sometimes? Do we look at someone's Derech Halimut and we're like, it's tension, it's intense, it's interesting. Another Amora who makes his way to Eretz Yisrael and struggles with this tension is Reb Yirmiah. Reb Yirmiah is a very fascinating Torah personality. At one point, I don't want to say it so loud because it has to be understood in context, Reb Yirmiah was kicked out of the Beis Medrash for certain kinds of questions that he asked. But he comes to Eretz Yisrael and he has a totally different perspective. So on the one hand, you get the impression from these Amorim who are really making their way and emphasizing the importance of Torah's Eretz Yisrael, that Torah's Eretz Yisrael has something that Torah's Bavel doesn't have. When you bring a raya in Torah's Eretz Yisrael, we say tochazi. What is that? What does that mean? How do you apprehend that proof? What does tochazi indicate? That's right. Who said it? That's right. In the Yerushalmi, like many of the Mefarshim explain, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael has the Hashras HaShchina. If you want more about this, take a look in the Kidmas HaEmek. There's a very important Hakdama of the Netziv to the She'iltos. We discuss this at length, this idea. There's special Hashras HaShchina in Eretz Yisrael. There's a clarity. In Bavel, it's Toshima. And the Gemara quotes here in number 6, we're just going to go just brush your prakim here. The Pasuk in Eicha, B'machshakim o'shivani k'meisei olam. The Rebbe Shlom put me in a dark place. Amar Reb Yirmiya. Again, it's Reb Yirmiya, noteworthy. Last line, source number 6. We'll get back to the previous point in a second, our earlier Gemara. B'machshakim o'shivani k'meisei olam. Amar Reb Yirmiya. Ze Talmud shel Bavel. Bavel, it's like being in the darkness. And it makes sense, because when you want to figure something out in Eretz Yisrael, you look, Tochazi. But in Bavel, if it's Machshakim, so how do you manage your way around? What do you need to use? The Koach HaShmiya. So from one perspective, the Kimitzion Tetzei Sora has a clarity that's very important. But on the other hand, when you have a machlokas between a Bavli and a Yerushalmi, how do you paskin? What's that? Why? So the Rif says the end of Erevin, why? It's Basra. Hilchasa kebasra. That's, if you take a look on the next page, I don't know how many of you have ever learned the Sefer HaEshkol, the Rav HaBezdin. He says, look, we're going to follow... We're going to follow the Bavli when it competes with the Yerushalmi. Why? So he says, the fact that Reb Zeira, the Lishtakach Talmud de Bavli, and Reb Yirmiya, look at the fourth line, Bizmanam lo noir luhu tami de masnis and kechachmei Eretz Yisrael. In the original times when there were chachmei Eretz Yisrael, da adayin hayu sham Sanhedrin, v'gedolei achachamim. And there were Gzeres Merubas B'Bavel. But in the time of Ravina Ravashi, there was Shalom B'Bavel. There was peace. And Nafesh Shmod B'Eretz Yisrael. And the fact that Talmud Bavli is a struggle, that's not a problem. That's not a deficiency. It's a mila. If you have to really discern something by listening carefully, what does that enable? What does that open up the possibility for? Instead of just seeing it and catching it right away, if your eyes are closed and you really have to think deeply about it, you have to listen carefully, what does that give you?
Understanding.
Why?
Can you focus more?
You have to go back and forth. It's true. There's maybe a little prisas kedusha. But who makes this point that you're making right now? The Netziv makes this point. In this beautiful Hamek Davar, in this section, he's discussing here the difference between the Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios. Luchos Rishonos, there's a tradition from a Medrash. You saw the Luchos Rishonos, you never forgot what it said there. It's like a Bechina, you could call it, Tochazi. It's so clear, it's so compelling, I got it. But I didn't really work for it. There was no psal lecha. You didn't invest. You didn't have to struggle. You didn't have to go back and forth with your chavrusa trying to understand what exactly does Tosus mean? What's really bothering this Rashi? So then it Siv says, B'machshakim o'shivani, in the last line of this piece, he says that's the difference between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios. She'ein ba or Eretz HaKodesh lule koach haTalmud Bavli lo higanu l'or ha'orasham. Veretziv says, it's dafka because it was a struggle to learn. It wasn't easy to learn Gemara. It's amazing. You open up one page of the Gemara, you work through the sugya, you've got about 3 amudim in, and then you have a kasha that undoes 3 amudim of learning. So many of us are like, Boshom, what did I have to break my head for the last 3 amudim for? Just to get me to a tiyufta, and the whole thing gets torpedoed. And it's back, and it's forth. It's not just chazi, it's clear. So then Tziv says, then we own it. It's psal lecha. So we're thinking to ourselves now, there are these two different perspectives. There's the mila. There's the beauty and the impact and the inspiration and the elevation and the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah Eretz Yisrael. That's suffused. It's clear. You feel the Rebbe Shalom's presence. But then there's also the importance of doing the work, of omel, of yegia, of struggling, of taking ownership. That's another perspective. So when we think about our relationship with learning, different stages in our lives, we're going to think about this question differently. I don't think that it's one thesis. I don't think that it's just one way. And I don't think it's one way even for any person at a given, you know, prolonged period. You might be at a tkufa where you're more connected and you're more somehow in line with a Torah Eretz Yisrael approach. That's one. And then you might find at a different stage in life that you're really thriving in a Torah Bavel environment. It might oscillate even within one tkufa. You know, it might be finals time, you have one mode that you're learning in, and midterms or reading week. But the point is to realize that you have access to both. There are some Torahs that come to us like Torah Eretz Yisrael. They're super clear. You feel right instantly elevated by them. And then there are other Torahs that are struggle. Yeah.
If both are important, why would Rebbe Zeir ask to forget about, to forget the doctrine?
Good. So we're going to come to that in a second. Good question. Get to that in 1 second. So this is point number one. But there's another distinction between Torah Eretz Yisrael and Torah Bavel, which is probably related to this, and it relates to this point, that it's not just about the type of Torah, but it's a way that we learn that Torah. So it goes to the previous line in the underline, that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Amrav Oshia, Mai dechsiv, vo'ekach li shnei maklos. I'm going to take two sticks. Le'echad karasi noam. One of them I called Noam, Ula'echad Karasi Chovlim, and the other one I called Hitting. Noam, Elu Tamidi Chachamim Shebe'eretz Yisrael, Sheman Imin Ze Leze Bahalacha, and Chovlim is Elu Tamidi Chachamim Shebebavel Shemachavlim Ze Leze Bahalacha. In Eretz Yisrael, there are Man Imin. How would you translate that word, Man Imin Ze Bahalacha? Yeah, pleasant. And in Chutz Laretz, how would you translate it? Rav Soloveitchik has a statement, an amazing quote. Truth is, I could play it for you. It's a very amazing audio clip of Rav Soloveitchik describing his shiur and how different people came in throughout the Masorah. It's Kedai, if you haven't heard it yet, you should put it on WhatsApp. Everyone should hear it. Yeah, he's a drasha at the Karasik Pinyan Aben. And he describes how the Rambam says something and the Ravid critiques him. And he says how the Ravid is very nasty. Chovlin, Rav Soloveitchik says, is nasty. Kviyachol. He's very harsh. So this may be why, in addition to the way the Sefer Eshkol read it, that he wanted to forget the content, is that Reb Zera said, I want to absorb totally a new style of learning. Because there are different ways to learn. And in Europe, interestingly, there were different types of yeshivas like this. There are different types of yeshivas like this today. I assume that even in the yeshiva, there are different shiurim or chavrusas that operate differently. One is chovlin, bavli. It's very cutthroat. I don't want to use the word elitist because that has like a negative connotation. And sometimes we grow through that back and forth. But then there's another style. You would call that collaborative. Man imin zeh. It's not about struggling who's right and who's wrong, but it's like, so how do I bring out what you're trying to say? There are certain rabbeim who do this, right? There are certain rabbeim when you're in the shir. You know, I think when people were in Rav Soloveitchik's shir, they were afraid to raise their hand in the old days, in the early years, apparently. It was very sharp. Very sharp. And then there are rabbeim who are like, you know, the guy raises his hand and he asks a question that you're not clear if it's in this Masechta or a different Masechta. And the Rebbe's like, oh, yes, that is exactly, Reb Shimon has that kasha on the next Tosis. We're going to get there in a second. And you draw it out of that person. So what's interesting is, if you look in the Gemara here in Ksubis, on source number 7, in the context of our relationship to Eretz Yisrael, on the third line, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, V'chad minayu, one of them, is Odif mitrei minon. And Rava said, V'chad minon, ki salak lahasam, Odif kitrei minayu. Rava said that one person who goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they become like two Eretz Yisrael dickers. It's not just like Abaye said, Chad minai, one Eretz Yisrael is Odif kitrei minon. But there is this back and forth that, according to Rava, if you have some Bavel and some Eretz Yisrael, it's even the best. Is there a way to marry these things? Right, the first distinction between Torah's Bavel and Torah's Eretz Yisrael is the content. Sometimes you have a piece of Torah that's Torah's Eretz Yisrael, and we connect to that. Sometimes you have a piece of Torah, it's Torah's Bavel, we connect to that. But this is a stylistic point. It's a methodology point. Sometimes we're going to thrive in a more Bavel, in a more competitive environment. And sometimes we're going to thrive in a more collaborative environment. And maybe there's a benefit to both. But it's just being aware of thinking like, what is working for me better? How am I growing in my learning better? If you can incorporate both, you have the benefit. Because there's a chidud, there's a sharpening when you go back and forth through the chovlin. But there's also, there are consequences. You have to be careful. You know, even in the chovlin model, even in the competitive model, Esvoy Basufa, the Gemara says, you have to have Ahava at the end. And the Gemara does say that the word Chovlim, if you look on the Maharsha on the next page, which we're not going to see inside, the Maharsha says there's some Gaiva that's potentially associated with that. And that could be dangerous. If you're in a competitive environment where there's a sense of Gaiva, I don't know. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Gemara says, Sota, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't live in a place where there's gaiva. I can only speak from my own personal experience. I learned in a yeshiva in Israel, and I was not in the top shir, so to speak. I was in the second shir. I wonder if I were to go back there, did I feel that there was a sense of chovlim, where there are people who are like, oh, you didn't go to the top shir? And then when I was in my second year, I didn't even think to go to that top shir, because I have a Rebbe, and he's still my Rebbe, and in Yirtzeh Hashem, one of the big exciting things that we have in the Kollel is that we could do all kinds of community programs. So we're doing, for the first time, we're bringing my Rebbe from when I was in Yeshiva to Chicago to spend a whole week in the Kollel. He's going to give shiurim for the Chavra Kollel, and then he's going to give shiurim for Balabatim, and men and women, it's going to be amazing. So maybe sometimes there's a benefit to, like, you're in this year, you're in that year. Oh, I'm in YP, the other guy's in IBC or, you know, BMP, whatever. But you have to be careful. Abai recognizes, Abai was Ben Bavel, obviously. And he said, yeah, this is the style that we have. But the truth is, Abai said, Chad minayu, odif mitrei minon. It's interesting that we paskin like the Bavli, but the Gemara says in Erevin, that we pass on like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. Why? Because they were nochen zeh b'halacha. That somehow through this collaborative process, Beis Hillel said, what did you say, Beis Shammai? They thought it over, they considered it, they gave Beis Shammai deference, and then they had a chance to consider it. So like I said at the beginning, this is not a mahalach, but it's a ha'ara that we got to think about. What is our relationship to Torah? Both from a content standpoint and from a methodology standpoint in our lives, from Torah's Eretz Yisrael versus Torah's Bavel. And I think that just being aware of these issues will help us grow. It'll help us identify what helps us thrive and what's diminishing us. You know, maybe a person feels that now they're at a stage in life, now that they have this certain level of development of their learning, they want to take that next step and they have confidence that it's going to help them. Maybe they feel like they need more confidence in their learning. So they need a particular, but the more we are aware of ourselves, our strengths, our challenges, what we're up to in our learning, the more we can be, I think, strategic. You're at a stage where you have a lot of opportunities to explore your own thinking, how you think about things. Not to necessarily be jumping around shiurim like at the shmorg, at the marina, you know, from one to the other, but trying different things. And that ultimately where we land, I think, is with Rava. We usually pass like Rava. Rava said, Chad minay odif ketrei minan. I'm sorry, Rava said, Kisolik lasam odif ketrei minayu. Ultimately, if you're able to come up with this, the right puzzle, the right mix, that's the best. If you can incorporate a little bit of the sharpness, a little bit of the back and forth, a little bit of the pilpul, and a little bit of the noam, then you can find a right harmony. And so I don't think we should be discouraged to find that these are intention. You see that Lidori Doris, they were always intention. And it's interesting if you even think about it, you mentioned Ravin and Ravdimi, they were shuttling. They're going back and forth. Imagine they're like oscillating between these two places. Rabbi Yochanan said this and Rav Shmuel said that. So I think a lot of times we're like a little bit of shtickle like Ravdimi. You know, we're going back and forth between Torah Eretz Yisrael and Torah Bavel. For many generations, the only thing that we had was Torah Bavel. And that has consequences. If you look in the Meshech Chachma, in the end of Sefer Vayikra, he talks about the challenges of a particular one style of limud. But now that we have Torah Eretz Yisrael, it's a whole new world. And so I think, you know, just as someone who has continued to grow in learning and am continuing to grow, I'm becoming more self-aware of these different aspects of learning. And I think that each one of us is going to find our own place. That's why the bracha is v'sein chelkeinu b'sorasecha. That's why we bless each other. That we should find our chelek. And whatever shir you're in, you should try to make the most of that experience. You should figure out, is that my noam? Is that my chovlin? Is that working for me? Again, not jumping around, but appreciating. And maybe you're in a shir that's a little bit different from you or from your style, and you're actually going to find something out that you never did. When I was in the Kol Elyon, there was a vote to learn Bechoros. And I voted against it. I was afraid. I never learned Kutchin before. I never even heard of the Ma'arid Al-Ghazi. And I was like, I'm going to be lost. And I was outvoted, and we learned Bechoros. And it was an amazing, eye-opening thing. So it was out of my comfort zone, but I learned from that. And now in our Kol in Chicago, we're learning Zvachim this year. We oftentimes learn Kutchin because it's an opportunity for guys to open up. So thinking about where I am and maybe where I could experiment. Maybe I could go to Eretz Yisrael. I don't mean physically. I mean, maybe I could learn Torah Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it would open my eyes. I never thought about that. But now is the time that you can experiment. You can try out different Svarim. You can buy them, even if you want. But really, my bracha to each of us is that as we keep growing in our limud, we find these steps as elevation. We find an opportunity for Torah Eretz Yisrael to elevate us. We find an opportunity for Torah Bavel to elevate us. We find a style. We're in an environment where it's chovlim. We use that to elevate us. We find a style where it's noam. We use that to elevate us. And we keep growing to maximize our potential, our growth on our journey in Limud HaTorah. Shekoyach. Did you wash? So you're going to bench there. The ma'an.